Live, local, and unafraid, this is Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
Yes, it is. 8:07 on Hudson Valley Focus on The Beacon. Let me say good morning and welcome back to Jesse Cerubi, Family Services. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having us on and supporting our cause, Tom.
Well,
really appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome. The fact that you guys will put yourselves out there, yourself and lots of other volunteers, all with the idea of move, talk, thrive, take on the challenge of walking, running, hiking, or biking 52 miles in the month of October to raise awareness about mental health. Jesse, tell us more.
That is right. Yeah, this is it. The month of October is not quite over, so there's plenty of time to join us and to support us. So we are raising awareness about the importance of mental health care and the importance of providing access to mental health care. Also about the importance of ending stigma against mental health and mental health care. And we're also raising money to be able to support the services that we at Family Services provide, including those mental health services and anti-stigma campaigns, but also all of our other programs as well, you know, from victim support to prevention programs, community safety programs, many youth programs, you know, family education programs. You know, we provide really critical services throughout Dutchess, Ulster, and Orange counties, and we need people more than ever to support us at this time. So we are doing a last push to try to get people to check out our 52endstigma.org website, learn more about this Move, Talk, Thrive 52 End Stigma campaign, and if people would join us in supporting us that day on October 25th, and
it's coming up quick.
Join us in supporting us, right?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, we've been talking about it for many, many weeks, but here we are, Thursday, Friday. We're just, you know, 3 days away from the event actually happening. I assume that you have been training. Of course, you keep up with your distance running regularly, but for this 52-mile event, takes a little extra effort, I assume, Jesse?
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, so there's six of us this year. We're really excited. There's six of us who will be running from, we're going to be on the Empire State Trail for almost all of it, which is going to be a really special experience. We're starting out in the Stormville area on the Empire State Trail, the Millbrook side of the Empire State Trail, and we will be running all the way to Kingston, and we will be finishing at the Westchester Medical Center's Health Alliance campus on Broadway. That is 368 Broadway. And we are culminating our run and the finish line. You know, basically there'll be a big culmination of all of that with a celebration that we're calling Thrive Fest.
Yes.
And that's a health and wellness fair from 1 to 5, again, at the WMC Health Alliance campus on Broadway in Kingston. From 1 to 5 on Saturday, the 25th, you will watch us come through the finish line at 52 miles, and then we're all going to celebrate together. And we'll be recognizing also those people who have contributed along the way throughout the month of October, spreading the good word, doing their 52 miles in their own way throughout the month of October. You know, giving credit to those people who've joined us and, you know, and have worked so hard to end stigma and raise awareness about the importance of access to mental health care. So it's not just about us on that day. It's going to be a great community-wide celebration.
Well, I know tomorrow morning I'm back to having Andrew O'Grady, Mental Health America, on with me on Thursday mornings. And I know that, you know, this is what's great about this, because you're doing these in collaboration with other organizations to coordinate the messaging. Jesse? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, MHA Dutchess will be joining us in Kingston in Ulster County, because we're one community, you know, despite that bridge. And MHA is a great partner for Family Services. In fact, we have a Mental Health Association peers and case managers actually co-located in many of our behavioral health centers.
Yes.
So, you know, that's just a symbol of the partnership we have and our ability to actually provide better care together and really enhance, magnify the impact of our services when we join forces together. And we're so glad to have MHA joining us for this entire month of October, always, and certainly on the 25th in Kingston.
You know, it really does leverage the resources that we have. It just strengthens the overall message.
Absolutely.
And additionally, Jesse Cerubi, it really helps call attention to it. And the idea about, you know, the website 52endstigma.org, and that's FIFTY, the numeral 2, endstigma.org. And all the conversations that we've had, all the conversations I've had with Andrew over the years, this is all about knowing that resources are here, that you are not alone, and that there should be no stigma involved in being able to ask for assistance, and recognizing also individuals, whether in themselves or in, you know, others around them, recognizing that sometimes we all need some help. Jesse?
That's right. That's right. We all need a helping hand sometimes. And we at Family Services and our partners like MHA, People USA will be with us. Many other community partners and resources will be joining with us on the 25th. But we're all there and providing these services. And, you know, half the key is just getting the word out to people.
Yes.
And like we said, letting people know they're not alone, you know, and they're really not alone. I mean, near 60 million people have mental health conditions. And unfortunately, more than half of those people will not get the help they need and deserve, you know, partially because of the stigma associated with getting the help or even recognizing when we need help. Yeah, we could go on and on with this forever, but you already said it so nicely. But yeah, that's what this whole movement is about, you know, and it is an annual event now for us. It's a fundraiser and it's an awareness campaign. And, you know, it brings a lot of joy and a lot of collaboration. And it also spreads really important messaging.
It sure does. Well, Andrew will be with me tomorrow on Friday morning. Dutchess County Sheriff Kirk Imperati will be on with me. I'm sure we will mention this again because, again, when we talk about organizations that you collaborate with, that Andrew collaborates with, you know, family services, mental health, sheriff's office, all working together.
That's right. Yeah, it is such an exciting, really exciting experience. It's incredibly moving. I mean, when we finish, we have so many people who've joined us that jumped in along the way and run with us. We run as a team. It's not a race. We're just running as a team. We have the sheriff's office. We have local police. We have incredible support from the communities and from law enforcement. That is a really important part of it. You know, our first responders, whether they're law enforcement, whether they're EMS, you know, the fire departments, these people have to experience and support others through the hardest situations.
Absolutely.
And their mental health is necessarily impacted. And at the same time, they are expected to be strong throughout, right, and be there for everybody else, maintain their composure, maintain their calm, and stay strong. And part of our messaging is specifically for first responders to know that they are not expected to always be okay through everything they see and experience. And they do have support. There is help available. And it's so important to reach out, ask for help, talk to each other. I mean, when we talk to other people about our experiences, we normalize it and allow other people to do the same and to know they're not alone. So our message is also, you know, for everybody out there, but also there are some special populations like our first responders who are so critical to our communities, yet who are struggling in silence because of their field and the need to be strong all the time.
Exactly.
So, and we're really excited, you know, Chris Rink from the Arlington firefighters. He is joining us as our co-captain with Leah Feldman, our CEO from Family Services. And, you know, he's a big cheerleader throughout, and he's a great member of our team. And he's a great champion for mental health and specifically for mental health services and access for first responders.
Well, Jesse Cerubi, thank you very much. Again, that's happening this Saturday. And if folks go to 50toendstigma.org, you can get all of the details. They can make donations on that website. And good. I'll continue to talk about this tomorrow and Friday leading up to the Saturday's event.
Beautiful. I cannot thank you enough. And thank you to all the listeners who've supported us. Check that website out. We'd love to see you on Saturday.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks, Jesse. Be
all
well.
Right. Thanks
thank
so much, Tom. Have a great one.
Yep. Bye-bye. So what do we got here? We're already 8:17 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Let's hear from the Zolls with the sports report. And then back 845-831-1147. Please feel free to join the conversation here on The Beacon.